The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drives Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 of The Drive underway here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Russell and Bear in the Fan Run Studios. Trey Wallace is on the scene at SEC Media Days. We're going to run him down here in just a few minutes. But first, Parker Pewitt is in with the top four at four. Parker?
Number one, Kyle Alexander signs a contract with the Miami Heat yesterday, making him the fourth Vol rookie to sign with an NBA team.
Yeah, but he's got, I mean, it's a little bit different than the other three. He's got a camp contract.
Well, they didn't release yet what kind of contract it was. It's undisclosed.
You sure about that? Yeah, it was like a three-year deal, wasn't it?
No.
No, I read the NBA, the Heat release, and they said they didn't disclose that yet.
He put up good numbers for summer league game. I think he's got a ton of potential. I don't know that he's going to make the team up there, but I hope he sticks with it because, like, he's still so raw. It's weird that you would say that about a guy who played 4 years of SEC basketball.
Yeah, but he's only played what? Basketball
6 years.
6 years.
Yeah, but he's still raw, man. Like, he's got a jump shot. He's long. He can run. He just hasn't filled out and is still developing touch and things like that. So, good for him, man. I hope he makes
congrats.
It.
Congrats.
And also, while we're on the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies win the Summer League, and Brandon Clark, formerly of Gonzaga, wins MVP.
How about that?
So you guys aren't really Grizzly fans at all?
No.
Not really.
Okay. Whatever.
There's not much I like about Memphis.
Killing and grilling. It's what they do down there.
Yeah.
Number two, the Atlanta Braves win again last night, 4-2, to extend their win streak to 5 games. They now hold a 7.5-game lead in the division over the Nationals and are now just 4.5 games behind the Dodgers in the American League.
Bravos, Bear, on a tear. Fun baseball team to watch.
Yeah, I was checking out the standings. I was talking to a buddy of mine. He's a big baseball nut. We were going through the standings last night. Yeah. Got the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Astros, Bravos.
Boy, the Dodgers murdered somebody last night, like 16-2 or something.
Crushing people right now. I mean, it's all going to come down. Can the Braves get a closer? I think Josh is crazy for thinking that they're going to get Bumgarner in. Who do they want? Greinke? Is that who they're going after?
Sure. Really? I'm still learning how to speak the language. I know Greinke. He played for the Brewers, right?
So you pissed me off a couple months ago, and I was like going to show you, but I'd planned by midsummer to try and be rounded up into form. I'm going to enjoy the rest of this baseball season.
Okay.
So
we'll talk baseball here on The Drive for the first time.
I mean, the Nationals is crazy. I mean, the Braves have, what'd you say, a 7-game lead on them right now?
The Nationals, 4.5.
Yeah, and they're not playing bad at all. But the Braves have been unconscious lately. Hottest team in baseball. Number three.
Thank you.
Number three, baseball Chris Bear. Morgan, a.k.a. Bagel Guy. Do you remember Bagel Guy?
Oh, yeah, Napoleon Bagel Part.
He has signed a deal to fight other viral celebrities in Atlantic City.
Like who?
God, I'd love to get Cody McClure viral. Let him go fight that little guy.
I've been on a big road rage YouTube kick lately. You ever watch those videos? There's just hundreds of them. Because everybody's got a camera on their car now. I love it. Just watch like my
the Russian ones are the best ones.
I like it in America for some reason. I don't like the foreign ones. I like to be able to see the Americans.
Just throw down?
Yeah. And the things that are, the ones I'm really into for some reason are these guys on the motorbikes, not even like motorcycles, like motorbikes, and they're out there, and they've got the GoPro on their helmet, and they're like looking in the. They get so mad. They get so mad when somebody like pulls it. They're like, "Hey man, watch out! I'm here!" And they're just like such jerks about it.
Motorcycle guys,
idiots on there. Not even motorcycles. They're not on. They're like it's little motorbike crotch rockets, right? And they're so. They drive between the cars on the interstate. They call it lane splitting, where they could just like drive between.
Oh yeah,
and they're
like incredibly dangerous.
They're like, oh, this is perfectly legal in California, and you're an idiot if you get. Just want to see them bite it. Want to see them bite it.
Have you ever been in traffic and seen any of those guys
when they come through like in packs?
No, I've seen it in packs a long time ago, but we were leaving a remote last year. Probably, I think it was a Friday coming from Farragut. Traffic was thick. And it got past the paper mill. It was like wall-to-wall traffic. And then I kind of heard him because my windows were down before I saw him. And then all of a sudden, there were two kids. I mean, they were kids. They were in their early 20s or teens. Just blew through there doing about 90 on two crotch rockets.
So dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, what if I decide to stick my hand out, you know? Just, I mean, like, if I'd
stuck, they'd be so mad at you. Like, if
well, no, they would have been grape jelly because they would have died.
Anything else, Parker?
Yeah, in honor of the 50-year anniversary of the moon landing,
yes,
I have tracked down the top five conspiracies when it comes to space.
Space conspiracies.
Number five was Area 51. And the
wait,
fact
can we get in the transfer portal or something here? I need some space conspiracy. Oh, all right, here we go. Area 51.
Area 51. We're hiding proof.
That's number five?
Of a UFO slash alien life.
Is this the Roswell?
Yes.
Okay.
You buy it?
No.
Neither do I.
I think that was a weather balloon or some top secret Air Force
project. I don't know specifically what it is. I just don't think we have
a lot of research
bodies
into this
down there. You've done your research,
yes.
Have you? Oh, yeah. That's good.
Number four.
Research. Have you done your research?
Number four. Does our solar system contain a giant unnamed planet? It does, according to the Planet X theory. Have you heard of the Planet X theory?
Like, yeah, but that's a scientific theory. They just can't. They're trying to prove that it's out there, but something is affecting the gravitational, gravity in the solar system.
So this is the first one Bear believes.
Yeah. Okay. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, there's got to be a reason.
It's a ninth or tenth planet, depending on whether or not you consider Pluto a planet.
Pluto is not a planet.
In the Milky Way. There's a planet bigger than Jupiter in our solar system?
Somewhere, yeah.
No, there's not. It's absurd. Somebody would have seen it by now with a telescope. They've seen the planets.
What if it's completely dark?
What are you talking about? Of course it's dark in space.
You mean like what if it absorbs light or something?
Yeah.
Like a black hole?
Yeah. Either that or what if they just make sure
the
they've got an advanced
about?
Civilization on it? And they're cloaked. Yeah.
In Harry Potter's invisibility cloak?
No.
What are you talking about, man?
Like in Star Trek, the ships can cloak. They turn invisible. Yes, like Harry Potter, I guess. Go ahead.
Stupid.
Number three.
Absolutely ridiculous.
The Flat Earth Society.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think we all know the deal there.
Yeah.
Flat Earthers, number three.
Number two, the face on Mars. So this is the picture.
Yeah, we've all seen
everybody knows the picture.
I don't see it.
You don't see it?
No.
It's a face, dude.
Where?
It's a formation. It's a rock or dirt formation or whatever.
I don't know. They found
it
a lot of methane
like
on Mars. I saw an article written by in a scholarly journal this week, Russell, where scientists have opined.
What, it was gravity or something?
No, there's a lot of methane on Mars, pointing to that there used to be life there. What if we came from Mars originally?
Well, there's water on Mars, too. I mean, a lot of the same stuff that made Earth made Mars. It's kind of a similar process.
Same thing with Venus, too. It's just in a different state.
Yeah, it's too close to the sun.
All right, fine. What's number one?
Number one is the moon landing was a hoax.
Of course.
You
see that guy who tried to go up to Buzz Aldrin and tell him it was a hoax?
Yeah, he got stroked.
Buzz Aldrin threw to SmackDown. He's like, come up in here.
No, but I did see an interesting thing where a guy said it would be because of the way the technology was, they would not have been able to fake the moon landing. Would have been harder than actually going to the moon through,
Well, I don't believe that. I think it would be pretty easy because they basically say that
it's on a soundstage in Burbank, California or something?
Well, that or it was in like New Mexico or something. They just went in the desert and did some special effects to make it look.
They didn't have – that's what this guy was saying. The special effects back when the moon landings were going on were very rudimentary.
That's true.
So.
Do you ever touch the rock? You ever go to the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C.?
No. It was closed the one time I was in.
They've got a big moon rock right there. You can touch it. Touch a rock from the moon.
I'd be afraid it'd irradiate me.
Think you'll be all right?
Yeah.
So that's the top five. All right.
Your top four.
Let's head to, well, it was the top five conspiracy theories. It was number four of the top five. It was number four of the top four.
Yeah.
Top five.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's bring in our resident conspiracy theorist who I'm sure
Sculler
has a lot to add here. T-Carp, you're on the drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. Good afternoon, T-Carp.
Good afternoon. I just walk out of work to go on some lunch, and I just hear all of myself being ripped to shreds by tweet and you guys. And
I don't think we named you.
I just want to call and defend myself.
Did we name him?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Like I don't even have to, yeah. It was a little hurtful, a little painful, but it's all right. I can understand that you guys don't understand what laws of physics are and understand how laws work and how all of the physics behind gravity have been completely and utterly half-based, and even the scientific community admits that, like Michio Kaku admits that they're 80% off on gravity and they have no clue what it is or how it works or anything like that. And so they make up this thing called dark matter that can't be seen or measured or anything to help with their scientific equations, because there's not enough actual mass in the universe to account for the gravity. That's why our boy Tesla called Einstein basically an idiot, because all of Einstein's theories about gravity and space and all that is complete and utter horse crap. So that's one of the reasons why I don't believe any of it. Does that make sense?
So Einstein
is full of crap.
Einstein's absolutely full of crap. Absolutely full of crap. His theory of relativity, absolutely horse manure. And it's what all these physicists base their equations on, and they're wrong. And they've admitted they're wrong. They admit that there's no possible way they're 80% stupid on gravity.
They didn't admit that they were wrong.
Yes, they did. Look at Neil deGrasse Tyson. Watch one of his things about dark matter, and he even admits they're 80% stupid on what gravity is. I mean, no one has a clue. And we look at these lights in the sky, and we think that they're planets or whatnot. It's all utter horse crap, man. It is all utter horse crap.
So what are the lights in the sky at night?
Not understanding everything to have to do with the laws of physics in the universe is not the same as we made up the moon land, or you know that the Earth is round.
Okay, we can go into the moon landing if you'd like.
You don't buy that one either.
Well, here's the thing. Supposedly, there's these belts called the Van Allen radiation belts, and we supposedly went to the moon and back through those high points of radiation, which you talk to any radiologist, and they say the only radiation shielding you can have is lead or water. That's the only thing thick enough to protect yourself from radiation, okay? And you go through that with the radiation shielding of a beer can, a little bit of aluminum foil, and you go there and back? I don't buy it, and I don't think so.
I think the Apollo command module capsule was a little bit more than aluminum and beer. It was a little bit more than
beer.
I thought
they had a lot of lead on there.
Well, if you can find the actual drawings and the actual things where they haven't destroyed it all, yeah, that'd be great. Oh, can you find me the actual recordings of the moon landing, the original stuff? Or did you hear they recorded over it? Did you hear about that?
No,
they recorded over it.
They recorded over it. The most monumental thing in human history. They recorded over it because they needed some space for it.
Oh, they've
kid
got,
you not.
But they've got the film.
No, they don't have the film. They don't have the film. They recorded over it, Russ.
No, they've got the film.
So what did I watch this morning on CBS News?
You watched a film of a film. You watched a recording of the original film of a TV.
Okay.
So the
but it's the real broadcast.
That's a real broadcast, but it's a broadcast of a broadcast.
All right.
That original film, no one can ever find it, because it's been taped over. It's been done. You can't find the negatives is what they would call it. You can't find the original stuff.
So what's the problem? I don't get it. They lost the original film, but we still see the copy of the copy. It's still what happened.
Yeah. a copy of a copy can be doctored, can be anything. You can't verify without that original film. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Like,
so they're broadcasting the lunar landing live in 1969.
They're not broadcasting the lunar landing live. So, they're broadcasting the lunar landing live from Hollywood.
So Walter Cronkite is just watching paid actors.
They had the technology to fake it, but they had the technology to broadcast it live from the moon in 1962.
That's what you're telling me. That's a good point. I mean, I don't understand it. It's far away.
That's right. You don't, because it doesn't make sense. It's lunacy.
So
I'm just telling you, everybody's bought into this, and it's the funniest thing in the world. It's just hilarious.
Really? Right. Okay.
I mean, it is. And by the way, Buzz punched him because he asked him to swear on a Bible he went to the moon. He didn't say you didn't go to it. He took a Bible, said swear on the Bible that you went to the moon, and Buzz wouldn't do it. That's what the real thing happened.
I mean, yeah, it is kind of weird that Neil Armstrong
got no problem swearing on a Bible.
It is kind of weird that Neil Armstrong, you know, he goes to the moon and then he basically disappears for 50 years. He becomes like a hermit, won't give any interviews, didn't agree to do any sort of biography until I think 2007 or so. Lives off by himself, flies planes by himself. Now, it is kind of weird, Bear, that he went away.
Have you ever watched the interviews of them before they went to the moon? And then after they went to the moon? Sorry.
I've seen some of them, yeah.
Yeah, they look like the most depressed people in the world. You just went to the moon. You just went to the most monumental thing in the world.
Well, they hadn't slept for a week.
Oh, come on. And you go to it, and they're just like, there's like zombies? I don't believe.
They're exhausted, T-Carp. They just plunged.
They got a night's sleep. Come on. They got it.
Survived the most nerve-wracking experience in the course of humanity. They flew to the moon, T-Carp. It took them 4 days in a small capsule with two other stinky dudes, and then they plunge out of the sky, almost burning up in their little capsule. It lands in the ocean somewhere. They almost drowned. They're a little tired, man. They've been through some stuff. Give them a couple of minutes to compose themselves.
I'm sure they did. They had enough time to put on those suits.
All I'm saying is they looked.
Get on those interviews, watch them.
All I'm saying is they look depressed. They look tired. That's not doing a lot to.
Absolutely zoned out. They look tired. They look like they've been lying to the entire world for a long time. That's what they look like. So my thing is, it's just there's a lot of fishiness with it. There's just no possible way we went. There's just no possible way. Y'all have a good one. I've taken up enough of your time today. See y'all.
I feel bad I didn't flush him. This is the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission, and he basically came on here and called Buzz, Michael, and Neil liars.
Well, not to mention the thousands of people that worked on the project for NASA.
Or the million people and in that the saw the sector. Thing take off.
Yeah. He said, I mean, that's everybody just sort of believes it. And,
okay.
Okay, you believe what you ought to believe. Who's up next?
Merrill Carp.
Merrill Carp?
Yeah. I'm thinking this may be T-Carp's dad.
Oh, all right. Merrill Carp, you're on the drive. Good afternoon, sir.
What are you saying, W? How you about Brown done?
What are you doing?
I had no idea it was him.
You had no idea. That
I
was
swear
Phil.
To God. Huh? Do the voice you did when you called, Phil.
Merrill Carp.
You didn't say it like that. Merrill Carp.
Well, you're so easy to get over on, Bear.
Open zone, I mean. I'm surprised you talk about the open zone. I'm still talking about the. I actually saw the moon landing on TV when I was, 9 years old or whatever it was. And I mean, I don't know. You say it's a fantasy, a lie, or what? I saw it on TV. But
you've had the wool pulled over your eyes, Phil?
Whatever. Talk about something important like cornbread down there in Hoover.
Cornbread is making the rounds right now at SEC Media Days.
Cornbread.
We're going to get Trey on. He's down there following him around. Doesn't seem like it's been a very eventful Media Days for Tennessee contingent, which is probably the way, just the way he wants it.
Is it?
When he can meet Vanderbilt, says it all.
Has anything gone on down there today? Who all went today?
I'm calling to find out.
Batuli, Garantano.
No. Like, what schools went?
Oh, I saw Georgia. Kirby was there earlier today. Not sure who else is there.
Looks like Frankenstein's monster.
Guys, all honesty, Pruitt, I just hope he can get it done. I mean, I'm tired of going through this recycling coaches there 3 or 4 years. It's best for us if he does make it through this and get it done. But I don't know what the destination of getting it done, but let's at least don't play crummy football anymore.
Hey, Phil, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
How come I've been listening to Fan Run throughout the day today, the day off. I was working around the house and I went to the pool. I heard you on a couple of different shows on our station here.
Why not?
And I have to tell you, you sounded like chipper and you had the world by the tail when you called three and out. And you sounded happy as a pig in slop when you called get blitzed. And I'm just trying to figure out, you come on here every afternoon and, the sky is falling. What gives?
What's up with that, Phil?
Well, they've heard my Vanderbilt stories, too, so.
No, Phil, you came on. Hello, Phil.
I was a fan about it.
What did he say on three and out? Is he?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
I was welcoming Rick back from down there in Gatorland, a team that's owned us forever. Even when we're good, they owned us.
Phil, it's a longtime consumer of Knoxville Sports Radio. What is your professional opinion of Get Blitzed?
It's an entertaining show. It's kind of a weird combination I guess hopefully it'll keep meshing. You know what I'm saying? I like Chance the glue that holds it together, but that's another story.
Chance is the glue. See, yeah. I would have thought that Chance would be the instigator, and then Brandon would be the glue.
Yeah, Brandon's the glue guy.
Well, Rick Butler's the guy that who's I don't know how I'd describe him. It's kind of like he's sowing his oats after he left y'all.
No, I mean, I think they all are. There are proteges.
Yeah, but Brandon was ahead of a show before, though.
That's true.
Before he came to y'all.
Yeah, I mean, over time, I mean, no offense to those guys. Like, it's, it's kind of, that's an entry-level position, whereas this is the major leagues, and now we've opened up the cage and watching them soar. They're either going to fly or fall. Now, what would they fly? They're flying so far, but, I mean, it's early,
Yeah.
Jury's still out.
I know y'all talking about Trey Smith and Aubrey Solomon. It'd be nice to have both of them. Because really, they need both of them. Trey Smith would be an added bonus for that offensive line. They'd probably solidify the offensive line if he can play. And Solomon will solidify the defensive line. Really, that right there might be the difference between Tennessee going 6-6 and 8-4.
Oh, if we got both of them for the fall and they stayed healthy? Yeah, I'd agree.
Because
especially with Trey.
Trey, even him at 80% is better than most at 100%.
Well, you'd have him out there on the field helping those young guys, getting them through their freshman year.
And he'll play guard probably, and won't have to worry about him playing tackle. And he can just grind. He just can, punish people like he did when he was a freshman.
He didn't
know what he was doing. He was creaming at people.
Oh, man. He was better as a freshman than he was in the handful of games he played last year.
Yeah, it's because he hadn't played in forever.
And Solomon's probably a good enough player, he might merit a double team. Who on our defensive line merits a double team?
Maybe Gooden. Maybe we're hoping he can.
Yeah, he's the only one.
We've got a young linebacking core, and then, we've got a – surprisingly, because it's been so bad for so long, I actually feel really hopeful about our back end.
Russell got me any basketball information. I was hearing on three and out about the I don't know where they got this information. Rick Barnes saying Lamonte Turner was one of the best leaders around. And they were talking about Josiah James. Can you get me input on that?
It was a really good write-up by Kyle Tucker in The Athletic. I read that this morning. And I guess he had spoken with Barnes at length on the phone, and Barnes is just raving about Josiah James, said that he is a special talent and that he's not worried about the whole freshman thing or the five-star status going to his head or anything like that. And, you know, he's pretty candid about, we got some problems in the post. I mean, I don't think he was running from that, but I think he feels that the addition of James with Bowden and Turner, and he was very complimentary about Turner and his leadership quality, saying that he's, you know, he's the leader of the team right now, and he's doing a great job at that. I think he feels like they can play to those strengths on the perimeter and hopefully get enough to get by on the inside, and that they think that'll carry the day for them.
Yeah, and then supposedly I saw somebody texting or tweeting or something said that Devontae Gaines is might surprise some people this year.
Huh. Well, is it? I mean, 6'7", 170 pounds. He's going to have to put on some weight eventually, but Barnes ain't afraid to play freshman, as we've seen since he's been here. So, you know, they're going to have to get minutes out of a couple of people that maybe fans are not expecting minutes. You know, whether it's Jalen Johnson or Robinson Kamwa, Devontae Gaines, like somebody's going to, Drew Pember, somebody's going to have to step in.
Brock Jansen.
And give some minutes.
Yeah, he's 6'8", Phil.
You might know anything on that.
Who's that? Yurich Plasevich?
Yeah.
Nobody knows yet. He's kind of over there in that same camp with, you know, who knows whether or not Solomon's going to get his.
Barnes is telling all these people behind the scenes they think Plasevich has a great case.
I hope they get it. One more thing, guys. Was that a dream when I saw Alcoa beat Maryville last year? See you.
No, it wasn't a dream. Alcoa beat Maryville last year.
First time in a while.
It's like Tennessee beating Florida a few years ago.
Yeah, it happens.
I like how, you know, Mr. William Blunt, CAK over there, always pops up when his Maryville Rebels. Why didn't you go to Maryville?
I went to Maryville.
Why didn't you graduate
from high
there?
School? I don't know.
Lower your voice. Turn the bass down a little bit, son. It was just merely a question. I mean, no reason to get hot about it.
Whoa. Please, guys.
He raised his voice.
We're on the radio here. Let's be professional.
I'm just asking. Why didn't you go from Maryville Middle to Maryville High?
I mean, I thought it was a better opportunity for me to go
to CAK. All right, stay with us. The Drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville. We'll check in with Trey down at Media Days coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
Brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DAG today at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
A man arrested after federal law enforcement officers found more than 1,000 guns at a home in one of the richest areas of Los Angeles has been charged with 64 felonies.
Is it illegal to own 1,000 guns?
I don't know. It seems like a lot. Gerard Damian Sayez, 58 years old, pleaded not guilty today, according to the prosecutor's office. He's arrested in May after federal and local agents seized more than 1,000 weapons in Bel Air. L.A. police officials said, quote, "It's just beyond comprehension that somebody can have so many weapons in a residence like this, in a neighborhood like this." Sayez was charged with 23 counts of possession of an assault weapon, 17 counts of transfer of a handgun with no licensed firearm dealer, 15 counts of unlawful assault weapon, 50 BMG rifle activity, accounts of possession of a short-barreled rifle or shotgun, and 2 counts of possession of a destructive device.
Sounds like a grenade.
If convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of 48 years and 8 months in state prison.
Wow.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of illegal guns. He had full, it sounds like he had fully automatic assault weapons, some sawed-off stuff.
A Colombian man has been arrested after attempting to smuggle cocaine into Spain in blank. Colombian man attempting to smuggle cocaine into Spain in blank.
Barbie dolls.
Parker, you want to take a crack?
Soccer balls? I don't know.
Underneath his toupee.
How much coke are we talking about?
National police said the man was detained after landing on a flight from Bogota into Barcelona. His plane had been assigned extra security checks, which is a normal procedure for countries that are known for drug trafficking. In this instant, agents became suspicious after spotting a man wearing a disproportionately large wig under his hat and acting nervous enough to attract attention.
Dude's going through there in like, what, like a top hat? Like slash wears? Giant wig?
They searched him and found a package containing more than a pound or 500 grams of cocaine glued to the top of his head. Package had an estimated street value of more than $33,000.
It's a serious amount of, you know.
It's a lot of cocaine.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cocaine. And finally, news close to home here. According to court documents, a Knoxville woman was arrested on Sunday after she allegedly threw a pizza at a man for, quote, being attracted to younger women.
Were they in a relationship? Just like her husband?
I wouldn't think so. Officers report that the victim said Carrie Garner had been drinking, and when he returned home from buying pizza, she threw it at him and began arguing with him about his attraction to younger women.
Hmm.
Now look, ladies, if this is the standard for pizza throwing, well, there will not be an unthrown pizza in Knox County, nay, America, nay, the known universe. Garner allegedly hit the victim in the face and the chest.
In the face!
With the pizza. A second male victim told police he stepped in to stop Garner from attacking the man, but she allegedly scratched him and hit him in the stomach. According to the report, the victims all had injuries consistent with their stories. She had no marks of a physical altercation, and therefore police said they determined her to be the primary aggressor. According to records, she was taken into custody and charged with domestic assault.
Hate to see it happen.
Right here in Knoxville, man, you trying to do a solid for your old lady? Go out there and get a pizza, you come back. You like younger women! Pizza in the face!
In the face!
Tough break. That is the docket brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. You can check them out online at dag-us.com. Disability Advantage Group. One call does it all. If you got any questions about Social Security, disability insurance, and whether or not you qualify, give this number a ring, 865-566-0800. That's 566-0800 for Disability Advantage Group. All right, wrapping up hour number two of the drive. Coming up, Parker has your top five at five, and then, ladies and gentlemen, what you talking about back? Three more spots. Three more Champions League spots are up for grabs. One person is going to get one of those spots today. They're also going to win 16, count them, 16 free wings from our friends at Buckethead Tavern on Ray Mears Boulevard in West Knoxville. Who will win the game today? Stay tuned. Your cue to call. We'll need three players here in just a little bit.
I'm a little disappointed, I must say.
You're a little disappointed?
Yeah. Some of our longtime listeners.
Are you disappointed because of the lack of controversy? And
no, I think that there's some guys that have played every year that are scared of Matty Ice and Chase, and some of these guys, these newcomers, have come in and thrown up big numbers. I'm talking to you, Jamie Utah.
I don't know what you want from me. Like, all you do is tell me how poorly I run this game, how poorly managed it is, what a cluster it is, all that stuff.
Absolutely.
And we finally have 1 year where I think we've had one minor discrepancy, one minor dispute this year. I don't even remember what it was last week. It was the first day we played. There was one minor little itsy-bitsy teeny thing that really didn't impact the outcome of the game. And, I mean, it has run like a well-oiled machine this year. What you talk about has. And now I get, it's not fun anymore. There's nobody to argue with. It's not. There's no yelling and screaming and flipping out. Well, what do you want from me? Do you want it to run smoothly or do you want it to be controversial?
I prefer controversial.
Well, then don't tell me what an idiot I am and how poorly I manage the thing and how poorly run it is and how bad I am at giving them the clues and all this stuff.
Well, you are, though.
I'm not, because everything's going well this year. Nobody's upset.
That's the whole point. It's not fun anymore.
You're talking out of both sides of your mouth right now. You're not making a lick of sense. Quick timeout. Hour number three coming up.
The Drive.